Hi,
Boo. You asked this, Boo.
Yeah, I have one last thing in the religion marathon, Boo, that we're doing. I have like one last point,
okay.
Which is, I don't know if you guys in Booland have gone to church much before, but like one of like the big things is about how like, you know, like whenever you become a Christian, it's like the most freeing thing. Like you suddenly feel just incredible, and I think I was the opposite.
See, that's what I was going to ask one of the questions. Was do you feel like there's like this weight off your shoulders now that you come out and say that you're not, you've come out of the call, you've come out as a non-Christian?
I have see like in the past 2 weeks.
Yes,
I have suddenly like got my life back.
Okay.
And that's like exactly what it feels like. Like I've just kind of like.
So this started 2 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Okay.
Part time. Yes. But I don't know what it was, but it just felt awesome. It was like, because whenever you're like you're a Christian, you kind of feel like at some point you're gonna end up having to do something to do with church in your life. Like you're gonna eventually end up working in some way for God. But then like I was like I don't have to worry about that now. I'm pretty sure it like instantly got rid of my like indecisiveness.
Okay.
I'm like able to like make decisions now, because I don't have to worry that someday I'm gonna be like held accountable for everything that I've ever done, I guess. But yeah, I don't think I've ever felt a better feeling than that.
See, this is that's a problem with church.
Yeah.
If you come out now and say that you've never felt better, that you left it, then you probably shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. Like whenever you're in it, like you feel like, yeah, sure, this is my purpose in life and I'm doing what I want with my life. You know, living it for an imaginary friend. That's a good way to live my life. But it was awesome. Like feeling that.
So
I think the church was giving me like depression or something. Church can be good, I guess, if you're like part of like the core church, I guess. But yeah, like I realized that whenever I was in church, I was never really hanging around people or hanging out with people. It just kind of felt like I was hanging around people.
Right.
Like it was like people there, and I was just like, oh yeah, I've got nothing in common with you guys apart from the fact that we all are living the same disgusting lie with our life.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know. Probably isn't a good thing whenever like you feel awesome whenever you leave church, but because I've never kind of heard anybody else saying that before. But I guess maybe I'm just. There was someone else I was talking to. It was like a couple of days after I decided that they would like talk to me. They were like, "Yeah, I've been thinking about coming back to the church recently." I was like, "I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna ignore you." Do you have any more questions?
I mean, maybe. See, whenever you said, oh, someone said, do you believe in God? And you said, yes, I believe in God. Did you feel like you believed in God? Or is that just, like, the thing you should have said?
Looking back on it now, I think it was just because of how I was brought up. And, like, I'd never properly. Like, something that I never understood was like whenever you're in church and like, you know, people talk about how much they love Jesus.
Yeah.
I never understood that, because like, how is that even possible? You don't know him. You never met him. Like, there's stuff like that, and I'm like, I've never felt particularly strongly about that sort of stuff, and I've never like, I don't know, had any experiences like that. But I don't know. Like I think I did believe in God, but again, not by choice.
I don't know how to word questions anymore.
It was like, I believed in God, but I think I believed in God theoretically.
Okay, that makes sense. 1 second.